请我们一起来默祷。
Please bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。
Amen.
奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始晚上的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we commence tonight's service.
我们唱诗314首。
Let us sing hymn 314. We're going to pray together and ask God for His guidance for tonight's service. Let us pray. May peace be with everybody.
我想用超越虚空这个主题分几次跟大家来查考传道书。
I'd like to use the topic Transcend Futility as a topic to study the book of Ecclesiastes.
我们先来看传道书的第一章。
Let us turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
传道书第一章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
第二节。
Verse 2.
传道者说，虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless, everything is meaningless.
这里在重复说虚空的虚空。
Here repeats meaningless, meaningless.
到最后说凡事都是虚空。
And the last phrase is everything is meaningless.
这个是对人生的结论先讲，然后再开始来解释。
This is talking about the conclusion in the beginning and then make explanation later.
人为什么会虚空？
Why are human beings meaningless?
主要是因为人会死。
Because human beings will pass away.
那人的虚空也因为离开神。
And human beings meaningless comes from leaving the Lord.
因为离开神就会死，那死了我们所做的一切都是空的。
And because by departing from God, a person becomes meaningless, and after the death, everything is nothing.
所以如果我们看到一个人，他生活中没有神，但是他好像过着很有意义，生活很充实。我们如果相信他，我们就被骗了。
So if we see a person without God, yet he or she is living a very full life, then we are probably beguiled by this person.
圣经告诉我们，如果没有神，不管你怎么生活，到最后的结论是虚空。
The Bible tells us that no matter what, if you do not have God, everything is meaningless.
虚空就是零，没有价值，没有意义。
And being meaningless is having nothing, has no meaning in one's life.
那我们对人生要有彻底的觉悟，没有神是虚空的，我们才会对神有很认真的追求。
If we realize that without God, everything is meaningless, then we will come to a realization that we have to pursue God.
如果我们觉得没有神，我的生活还是过得很好，那我们就不会全心全力来追求神。
So if without God,we still feel our life is full of meaning, then we will not pursue God with a devoted heart.
所以所罗门要用他的经验跟智慧对人生的各种追求做一个彻底的解释。
So King Solomon wants to use his experience to explain the life of a person.
And that is, 不管你做什么，到最后是虚空的。
That if no matter what you do, in the end, everything is meaningless.
那这个观念拆掉了以后，我们才可以建设。那我们要怎么样来超越这个虚空
？So after we have this realization, then we now need to know how to surpass this futility.
就是要回归向神，以神为中心。
And that is to return to God and let God be the center of our lives.
我们人一生。花最多的时间在做什么
？What do we spend the most time doing in our lives？
第一个就是睡觉。
First is probably sleep。
所以你看，小孩子一直睡到长大。
So you see a child would sleep until she or he grows up。
那除了睡觉以外，就是工作。
Other than sleeping, one will have to work。
所以我们如果25岁工作到65岁，我们再工作40年。
If we work from age 25 to 60, we probably work for 40 years.
每天8个小时。
Every day about 8 hours.
所以第三节，它第一个问题就是，人一切的劳碌有什么益处呢？
So The verse 3 says, what does man gain from all his labor?
请问我们花40年在做工有什么益处呢？
What meaning do we gain from laboring all our lives?
当然是有的。
So, of course there is meaning.
工作是为着财富的累积。
We work because we need to also accumulate our wealth.
工作是为着感觉到自己有用，一种成就感。
We work because we want to have a sense of accomplishment.
工作也是为着在世界上要有所成就。
We work because we also want to have a sort of a status in the society.
但是如果我们因为这个三个原因而工作，
But if we work because of only these three reasons,
我们到死的时候发现这是空的。
When we pass away, then before we pass away, we will feel this is all vanity.
因为这三个一个也带不走。
Because we cannot take any of these three with us.
那要怎么超越？
So how do we surpass?
就是要以荣耀神来做我们的工作，原因。
And we need to glorify God as the reason for working.
要把我们的工作跟神的工作连在一起。
We need to connect our work and God's work together.
就是在社会每一个阶层来传扬神的美名，神的救恩。
And at every level of the society, we can proclaim God's glory and God's grace.
再来就是要做义工。
And that is also to do volunteer work.
这样才能够超越工作的虚空。
In doing so, we can transcend futility of work.
那我们再想象，古代的人没有电。
Let's think of the ancient time when people did not have electricity.
除了工作以外，他们每一天接触最多的是什么？
Other than work, what do they have in contact with?
就是这个大自然。
That is the nature.
你看我们现在小学生放假就躲在家里面。
If we look at the students nowadays, when they have days off, they will stay at home.
不是看电视就是上网。
If they would probably go on internet or they would watch TV,
就是睡觉
or go to sleep.
大概逃不了这个三个内容。
They probably will not escape from all these three.
但是你如果把电拿掉，
But if you take away the electricity,
你就发现我们人下课就会跑出去玩，去运动，去打球。
Then you will find a student probably go outside to play and to exercise.
那你假日就会出去爬山，就出去游泳，出去运动。
In holidays, you would probably go outside for hiking or to swim or just for to relaxation outside.
所以你可以想象古代的人他们没有现代的这种娱乐设施，没有现在这种科技的进步让你沉迷在里面，所以他每一天都是接触这个大自然。
So we know that people from the past, they don't have the burden of the electricity, so they will be in contact with nature every day.
那现在这个所罗门再来看看这个大自然到底有什么意义？
So from the perspective of King Solomon, how is the nature meaningful?
我们看第五节。
Let us look at verse 5.
一直到第八节。
All the way to verse 8.
所以说日头出来，日头落下，即归所住之地。
The sun rises and the sun sets and hurries back to where it rises.
风往南吹，又往北转，不住的旋转，而且返回转行原道。
The wind blows to the south and turns to the north. Round and round it goes, and ever returning on its course.
第七节。
7.
江河都往海里流，海却流不满。江河从何处流，人归到何处。
All streams flow into the sea, yet the sea is never full. To the place the streams come from, they return again.
在这个几节圣经里面，他谈到太阳。
In these few verses, they mentions sun.
谈到风。
The wind.
谈到江河。
And the stream.
这个都整个大自然一个代表。
And these are all representations of nature.
那他整天观察了一段时间以后，他发现一个结论。
And after he has been observing the nature, he has one conclusion.
就是这些都是一直在重复。
And all of these actually repeats.
太阳下去，那太阳出来，太阳下去，每一年就是这样，每一天的太阳下去出来。
Every day the sun rises and the sun sets.
然后风刮了又停了，又刮了又停了。
And this wind will blow and stop, blow and stop.
那河水就天天这样一直流。
And the streams will always flow continuously.
大自然一直在重复，就觉得很单调。
And when the nature repeats itself, it seems very boring.
所以第八节说万事令人厌烦，他看到最后觉得这个没有什么。
And so therefore he concluded in verse 8, all things are wearisome.
那人不能说尽，眼看不能饱，耳朵听不能足。
More than one can say, the eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear is full of hearing.
也就是对所罗门来讲啊，这个大自然他看来看去发现哦，也得不到满足啊。
And King Solomon concluded that after he has seen the nature, that there's not enough seeing after seeing the nature.
如果工作是虚空的，那大自然又得不到满足，那这个人生真的是很难过日子。
And if you cannot receive meaning from work as well as looking at nature, then human being is very futile.
我们都听过一个故事啊，以前这个柯达的老板，他觉得人生很乏味，虽然他事业很成功，他环游世界。
We know the story of the CEO of Kodak because he feels that work is meaningless, so he intended to travel around the world.
但是他环游世界，观察各处的风景，还得不到满足，再回到美国的半途中，叫做跳海就死了。
And after he traveled around the world, he came back and he actually passed away while he was in the middle of the sea.
我们知道旧金山的金门大桥风景非常的漂亮。
He jumped up. Yeah. He committed suicide.
旧金山的金门大桥风景非常漂亮。
We know that the scenery of the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco is wonderful.
但是从架设金门大桥到现在，已经有几千个人从那边跳下去自杀。
We know after it's been built, how thousands of people have committed suicide from the Golden Gate Bridge.
很显然的，一个这么漂亮的风景对他们来说并不代表什么意义。
Apparently, the beautiful scenery from the Golden Gate Bridge means nothing to them.
所以他就跳下去了。
So they jump off the bridge.
如果这些自然，神所创造的宇宙、大自然，真的我们能够找到一些意义，我们就可以活下去。
If we can find meaning in the nature that God has created, then we will find some meaning in our lives too.
所以我们怎么来超越这个大自然的虚空？
So how do we transcend the futility of the nature?
所以有时候我们常常发现我们到处去玩。
Sometimes we go and we have fun.
玩到最后你会有一个结论。
And after we had enjoyed our time, we have one conclusion.
就是每一个地方看来看去都是一样。
That everywhere you go and everywhere you see, it's all the same.
这不是虚空吗？
Isn't this futile?
为什么要花这么多钱到澳洲的黄金海岸呢？其实在夏威夷看起来是一样的。
So if you go to Australia, the shore there is probably the same as the shore in Hawaii.
为什么你要跑到夏威夷海岸呢？其实这个圣何西的海岸也差不多。
Why do you go to Hawaii? Because the beach probably in San Jose is almost the same.
因为看来看去全世界都一样。
Because no matter where you go, it seems all the same.
好，那我们现在怎么来看看这个大自然所给我们的意义是什么？
So let us see what kind of meaning nature brings to us.
这样我们每一次到一个新的地方，你就会发现我得到很多的收获。
So no matter where you go next time, you will probably gain meaning
in
the place you go.
神所创造的大自然是很有意义的。
Because the nature that God has created is full of meaning.
第一个，诸天在述说神的荣耀。
First is that the universe talks about God's glory.
我们看诗篇的十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 19.
诗篇的十九篇。
Psalm 19.
诗篇十九篇。
Psalm 19.
第一节。
Verse 1.
诸天在述说神的荣耀，穹苍在传扬他的手段。
The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands.
这里在讲天穹苍，这是神的杰作。
Here talks about heaven, and this is the creation of God.
Masterpiece.
Masterpiece of God.
神的杰作。
God's masterpiece.
所以说神的荣耀在哪里？神的荣耀就彰显在天。
Here says, where is the glory of God? God's glory is manifested in the heavens.
所以我们看到神的杰作，就能够感到神的存在，而且神是非常伟大的。
We know if we see God's masterpiece, we will know the existence of God and that His creation is almighty and awesome.
这个就是大自然给我们的意义。
And this is the meaning that nature brings to us.
了解神创造这个大自然是给我们最宝贵的礼物，证明他的存在，证明他的伟大，还有他的荣耀。
And the nature brings to us the meaning of God that He is glorious and He is awesome.
我们看第二节。
Let us look at verse 2.
这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识。第三节。
Verse 3.
无言无语也有出声音可听。他的亮带通遍天下，他的言语传到地极，神在其间为太阳安设帐幕。第五节。
Verse 5.
太阳如新郎出洞房，又如勇士幡然奔入。第六节。
Verse 6.
他从天的这边照到天那边，没有一处被隐藏，不得他的热气。这个地方在讲。
Here from verse 3 to verse 6 says,
不论白天到晚上，神所创造的万物都在发出言语，都在传出知识。
Here says that no matter if it's day or night, the voice goes throughout the world, the earth, and the words, the ends of the world.
所以第四节说，他的亮带通遍天下，他的言语传到地极。
And verse 4 says, the voices goes out into all the earth, and the words to the ends of the world.
但是第三节又说，无言无语，无声音可听。
But verse 3 says that no speech or language or voice is not heard.
就是神借着他所创造这个大自然啊，无声音的在诉说他的荣耀。
And that is to say that when God created his creation, that he needs no speech or language to manifest his glory.
所以我们要想一个最基本的问题，为什么要拜神？
So we have to think of a very basic question. Why do we need to worship God?
在约伯记里面呢，
In the book of Job,
神跟约伯在理论。
When God was debating with Job,
就是为什么约伯要拜神？
That why does Job need to worship God?
魔鬼说，
The Satan says,
约伯拜你有原因。
That Job worshiped God for one reason.
因为你祝福他这么多啊。
Because you have blessed him so much.
他在东方他是最最富有的人。
And in the Eastern world, that he is actually the most wealthy person.
所以魔鬼说约伯拜神是出于功利。
And so Satan said to God that Job worshiped him because all the good benefits that he brought him.
所以今天有很多人拜神是因为他要得到利益来拜神，而不是神本身是值得拜的。
Some people they worship God because God will bring them benefits in their lives, not because God is worthy to be worshipped.
那神说好，你试试看。
So God says, why don't you try it?
那约伯就下来。
So the Satan comes.
那个撒旦就下来。
Satan comes down.
就把约伯的财产、孩子全部都拿掉，都的动物都死了。
And decimated his family and also all his livestock.
哎，约伯还在拜神。
But Job still worshiped God.
哦，他说神的名是应当称颂。
And he said God's name is to be proclaimed and glorified.
哦，魔鬼又来看神了。
And Satan went back to see God again.
神说，你看约伯敬畏我。
And God says, look, Job actually worships me.
魔鬼说，因为有原因啊，你保护他平安嘛。
And Satan says, because you protect him.
今天如果神保护你平安，你不是天天会拜他吗？
If God protects you every day, would you not worship him?
那神说好，你下去。
So God says to Satan,
你不能拿他的生命。
Go down to the earth and strike him with swords, but don't take his life.
所以约伯就从头到脚全身生伤。
So from his head to his toe, he had swords all over his body.
约伯的太太就很现实了，啊，你拜神拜到这样，你死掉算了。
And Job's wife actually is a wicked woman, and he said to, why don't you just die and curse God?
但是约伯说，
but Job said,
神的名是应当称颂。
But God's name is to be glorified.
所以约伯拜神是因为神是值得拜的，而不是因为他从神得到什么好处。
So Job worships God because God is worthy to be worshipped, not because he had gained anything from God.
所以你今天看有的人在崇拜电影明星，崇拜这个政治人物，不管他多坏，还是崇拜他，为什么？
So you see that some people they worship stars, movie stars or singers. What is there to worship about?
也不是说你从他得到什么好处。
It's not like you have receive any benefits from them.
只是我们人有这种崇拜比我们高、比我们大的这种本能啊。
It's just that humans like to idolize someone that has a, more talented than us.
我们现在看诗篇113篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 113.
诗篇113篇。
Psalm 113.
第二节。
Verse 2.
第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
你们要赞美神啊，神的仆人啊，你们要赞美赞美神的名。第二节
，Verse two，
说神的名是应当称颂的，从今一直到永远。
Verse one， praise the Lord， praise O servants of the Lord， praise the name of the Lord， let the name of the Lord be praised， both now and forevermore。
这里说神的名是应当被称颂赞美的。
Here it says that God's name should be praised.
第三节。
Verse 3.
从日出之地到日落之处，神的名是应当被赞美。
From the rise of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised.
为什么？
Why?
第四节。
Verse 4.
神超乎万民之上，他的荣耀高过诸天。
The Lord is exalted over all the nations, his glory above the heavens.
所以神的荣耀高过诸天呢。
And his glory is above the heavens.
神的所创造这个宇宙太大了。
And the universe he has created is too immense.
这个宇宙在代表他的能力。
This universe represents his power.
也是在代表他的智慧。
It also represents his wisdom.
希伯来书里面说，神用他全能的命令托付万有。
And in the book of Hebrews says that God uses his wisdom to uphold this whole world.
你看人造卫星打上去了，很多的电脑在控制，几年之后它就会掉下来。
And if you see the satellites above, if you use a computer to control it, a few years later it will probably fall down to earth.
因为那是人打上去，是人在控制。
Because it is controlled by humans.
但是整个宇宙这样循环不息，轨道一定，速度一定。
And if you see the universe and how it works and
然后里面的生命不断在循环。
And the life, light, it keeps on regenerating itself.
这是因为神的命令托住万有。
Because God's command has uphold all things.
这个就是神的荣耀。
And this is God's glory.
所以第五节。
So verse 5.
谁像主我们的神呢？他坐在至高之处。
Who is like the Lord our God, the one who sits enthroned on high?
所以为什么我们要拜神呢？
So why do we worship God?
因为宇宙是他造的。
Because the universe is created by him.
他坐在至高之处。
He sits above the heavens.
再上去没有了。
There's no higher than God.
他最高啊。
He is the highest.
既然他最高。
Because he's the highest.
所以我们要拜他。
We have to worship him.
这个就是大自然的宇宙对我们的有意义的地方。
So this is how nature brings meaning of God to us.
就是借着神所创造的万物，了解他的伟大，他的荣耀，从心里面来尊他伟大，敬拜他做神。
And through God's creation, wonderful creation, we learn of his majesty and glory, and from our hearts, we deeply respect God and worship him.
我们看诗篇三十三篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 33.
诗篇三十三篇。
Psalm 33.
第六节。
Verse 6.
三十三篇第六节。
Psalm 33, verse 6.
诸天借着神的命令而造，万象借着他的气而成。第七节。
Verse 7.
他聚海水如垒，收藏在深洋的库房。第八节。
Verse 8.
全地都当敬畏神，愿地上的居民都惧怕他。
Verse 6. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, their starry Host by the breath of his mouth, he gathers the water of the sea into jars. He puts the deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him.
所以第六、第五、第第四、第五节、第六节、第七节在讲神的作为。
So verses 5, 6, 7 talks about the works of God.
然后第七、第八、第九节就讲人的回应。
And verse 8 and 9 talks about the how people respond to God.
对这么伟大的神，我们应该要敬畏他。
We need to fear and revere the Lord.
我们要惧怕他。
We need to fear the Lord.
因为神说有就有，神说成就成，神说立就立。
And because God spoke and it came to be, He commanded and stood firm.
你看他把海水聚集海水如垒，收藏在深洋在库房里面。
He gathers the water of the sea into jars. He puts it deep in the storehouses.
他怎么把水收集起来呢？
How does he gather the waters?
创造南极跟北极。
He created the north and south poles.
很多的冰融在那里，水就藏起来了。
And all the ice are there, and so all the water is stored there.
哦，所以以赛亚书里面呢，在记载以色列百姓就拜偶像。
And the book of Isaiah records how Israelites they worship idols.
那为什么会拜偶像呢
？Why do they worship idols？
比较简单的讲，因为偶像是当时的风俗。
Because at that time it was the custom of the people.
所以他跟着风俗走。
So they follow the customs.
但是比较深入来讲
，But if we look at deeper，
是因为对神不认识。
Because they did not really know God.
所以神要怎么把他们带回来拜这个真神呢
？So how did God bring them back to worship Him？
就是要让他们了解神有多伟大。
To help them understand how wonderful Almighty God is.
如果你能够了解神有多伟大，你就发现这个木偶像啊。根本就不值得拜。
If they understood how almighty and majestic God is, then they will know not to worship idols.
请看以赛亚书四十章。
Let us turn to Isaiah 40.
以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah 40.
十八节。
Verse 18.
你们究竟将谁比神？用什么形象与神比较呢？
To whom then will you compare God? What image will you compare Him to?
说你们到底把神比作什么？
So it says that who will you compare God to?
那到底神是什么？
So who is God?
我们再看十五节。
Let us look at 15.
看啊，万民都像水桶的一滴，又如天平上的微尘。他举起众海岛，好像极微之物。
Surely the nations are like a drop in a bucket. They are regarded as dust on the scales. He weighs the islands as though they were fine dust. 17.
万民在神面前好像虚无，被他看为不及。不及虚无，乃是虚空。
Before him, all the nations are nothing. They are regarded by him as worthless and less than nothing.
因为神创造天地太伟大了。
Because God is so almighty when he created the earth,
我们人啊,
the heavens and earth.
好像微尘。
We are just like dust.
好像空气很多微尘，你看不到。
Just as the air is full of dust, we cannot see.
但是它存在的。
But it exists.
如果一线很强的光一照下来，你就发现可以看到微尘。
If you see strong light coming down, then you will see the dust.
在神所创造这么伟大的宇宙里面，我们就是微尘。
And among all the great creations God has made, we are just but dust.
神太伟大。
Because God is so almighty.
所以这里说，看不及虚无，乃是虚空。
And it says that they are regarded by him as nothing, less than nothing.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
那圣者说：“你将谁比我，叫他与我相等呢？你到底比谁？我把谁比作相等呢？”
Verse 25. To whom will you compare me, or my equal?
十六节。
16.
你向上举目，看谁创造这个万象，按数目领出来啊？他一一称其名，又因他的全能，用一点大能大力，连一个都不缺。
Lift your eyes and look to the heavens, who created all these. He who brings out the starry hosts one by one, and calls them each by name because of his great power and mighty strength. No, not one of them is missing.
所以神在以赛亚书里面就是要用他创造的伟大来知道神是可以敬畏的，是值得拜的。
So in the book of Isaiah, it talks about how God is wonderful and that He is almighty and that He is worthy to be worshipped.
所以我们天天要感谢敬拜这位神。
So we need to thank God and we need to worship God every single day.
这个就是大自然对我们的意义。
And this is the meaning that nature brings to us.
把神的存在、神的伟大、神的荣耀彰显在那里。
And it is to manifest God's glory and God's doing and God's almighty power.
第二点。
Point two.
我们看回来看诗篇的三十三篇。
Let us turn back to Psalm 33.
诗篇三十三篇第五节。
Psalm 33 verse 5.
他喜爱仁义公平，遍地满了神的慈爱。
The Lord loves righteousness and justice, and the earth is full of His unfailing love.
这里说遍地满了神的慈爱。
And it says the earth is full of His unfailing love.
诸位。我们从家里来到教会这里，有看到神的慈爱吗
？When you come to the church, have you seen God's love？
这里说遍地满了慈爱，遍地到处都有。
Here it says that everywhere the earth is full of His love。
爱是看不见的。
You cannot see love。
但为什么说遍地满了神的慈爱呢
？But why does it say that the earth is full of His love？
因为神创造这个宇宙是用他的爱去创造的。
Because God created the heaven and the earth and the universe with His love.
世界上最有创意的是谁
？So who is the most creative one in the whole world?
是神。
It is God.
所以你看神造的每一个人面孔都不一样。
So you see, God created everyone to have different features on the face.
如果你神造人好像那个电脑里面 Made in Intel, 每个都一样，那看起来是这个很枯燥了。
So if you see that God creates human like computer chip, then everyone will look the same.
神造每一个人都不一样。
But God created everyone to be different.
有人问我说，你在东部住六年，感觉怎样？
Someone asked me, how do you feel after staying in the East Coast for 6 years?
我非常感谢神。
And I said, I'm very thankful.
在各方面都学到很多。
I have learned a lot.
但是有一点让我印象很深。
And there's one thing that left a deep impression.
现在是十月大概第三个礼拜。
This is around the second or third week of October.
这个是东部啊，一年最漂亮的一个季节。
And this is actually the most beautiful season in the East Coast.
同一棵树里面。
In the same tree.
你可以看到黄的、红的、紫的、黑的。
You can see red, yellow, violet, and black colors.
整个都是充满着色彩。
And it is full of colors in the trees.
有的整片都是充满色彩。
And if you will see the whole trees, the rows of trees full of colors.
有时候我开车要到叶弟兄家去聚会啊，哇，看到那个过河刚好有一个湖啊，过去非常漂亮。
One time I went to service in Brother Ye's house and I saw this lake that's just beautiful.
遍地充满神的慈爱。
And everywhere on this earth we see God's love.
为什么神创造这么漂亮？
So why does God create such things so
beautiful? 因为神创造他的儿子亚当住在这里。
Because he created Adam, his son, to live on this earth.
神爱人。
God loves humans.
所以你看那个一颗花在开。
So you see a flower blossom.
这是神的慈爱。
This is God's mercy.
要让你去感受那个美。
So to allow you to experience the beauty of God.
你看到一个鸟在叫。
You hear the chirping of the birds.
这是神的慈爱。
This is God's love.
让你来感受那个鸟在叫那种美。
So you will experience a lovely sound of the bird chirping.
神是有创意的神。
God is very creative.
到冬天下雪。
In the winter, some places it snows.
这跟那个以前那个小时候在看那个贺年卡那个圣诞节啊，真的一样，很漂亮。
It seems as if you're looking at the cards that people send you.
树是黑的，树干是黑的，雪是白的。
The branches of the trees are black, yet the snow is white.
然后晚上那个灯啊是红色的，黄这个发光的。
And at night the light shines.
非常漂亮。
Very beautiful.
然后如果天气冷了。
And when the weather is cold,
那个雪会结成冰。
And this snow will become ice.
早上太阳一照，好像是水晶一样。
And when the sun shines on it, it looks like crystals.
这个是神的慈爱。
This is God's love.
所以遍地充满着慈爱。
So we see everywhere on the earth is filled with God's love.
到了二三月，春天来到。
And around February or March when the spring comes,
你就看那个土拨鼠，开始从地上钻出来。
You see that. You see things growing, starting to grow from the ground.
那个土拨鼠是吧？
The groundhog.
那个会跳到树上跳那个。
The squirrels.
Squirrels. 好。然后到三岁就跳满树上再跳。
And you see squirrels, they jump to the trees and they very lively. You see life.
这个就是神的慈爱。
And you see God's love.
所以我们就看到这个整个世界里面充满神的慈爱。
So we see that in this whole earth, it's full of God's unfailing love.
所以你怎么舍得从那个旧金山大桥跳下去呢？神这么爱我们。
So why would you jump from the bridge of the Golden Gate Bridge?
不是我们，是那些人。
Those people.
请看耶利米书第九章。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 9.
耶利米书的第九章。
Jeremiah chapter 9. Jeremiah chapter 9.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
十三节。
Verse 13.
他一发声，空中便有多水激动。他使云露从地极上腾，他照电水雨而闪，他从府库带出风来。十四节。
14.
个人都成了畜类，毫无知识。到这里就可以。这里说，神从空中发生就多水激动。
Here says that when God thunders, the water in the heavens roar.
这个就是下雨。
This means rain.
他是云雾从地极上腾。
He makes clouds rise from the end of the earth.
所以水蒸气会上来，然后把啊这个的晚上会结成露水。
The water would come up to the earth, and then it would become mist in the morning.
啊，因为下雨，所以万物会生长。
Because the earth rains, that's why everything will grow.
因为水蒸气上升，所以天气温度会下降，不会太热。
Because there's precipitation and the rain would fall, so there it wouldn't be too hot.
那因为结成露珠，所以释放能量，所以晚上不会太冷。
So then, after it becomes the
变成 dew 了会释放能量，然后晚上不会太冷。
Then it will have energy, so it won't be too cold.
哦，张老师，他照电随雨而闪。
He sends lightning with the rain.
所以一打雷啊，让那个森林里面就很多化学元素就下来，这个那个树就开始长大。
So when there's lightning and the trees would start to grow because it has energy.
从福处带出风来。
And he would bring out the wind from his storehouses.
所以吹得很舒服，有新鲜的空气。
So we would have fresh air.
这一些除了地球有，其他星球都没有。
Other than Earth, there is no other planet with such wonderful nature.
因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
所以遍地充满神的慈爱。
Because all the Earth is full of God's love.
这是大自然给我们的启示，神非常爱我们。
This is what nature brings to us, the message that God loves us.
第三个。
Point three.
在大自然当中，我们可以看到很多的道理在里面。
And we could see a lot of teachings in the nature.
约伯记里面，神跟约伯记里面起先三个朋友跟约伯在论为什么约伯遇到试炼。
In Job, his three friends were debating with him about God.
约伯的三个朋友跟约伯在辩论为什么约伯会受到试炼。
Oh, excuse me. So, Job's three friends were debating why Job had to suffer.
结果一直到三十八章都没有办法把三十七章啊都没有办法把约伯的嘴封住。
So, all the way to chapter 37, they could not stop Job's from speaking.
他们说约伯，你今天受苦这么多，是因为你犯很严重的罪。
And they all said that Job has suffered so much because of his own sins.
但是约伯不服气，哦，没有。
And Job kept saying, I did not sin.
约伯行很多善事，人很敬畏他。
He had done many good deeds, and God also respected him.
那么到三十八章，神就出现了。
And from Chapter 38, God appears.
那神就开始跟约伯讲话。
So God starts speaking to Job.
那一直讲到42章。
All the way to chapter 42.
神没有回答约伯，你为什么受苦。
God did not tell Job why he had to suffer.
但是神跟约伯讲完话之后，这个问题已经不重要了。
And after God has spoken to Job, this point why he suffered is no longer important.
那到底神跟约伯讲什么？
So what did God tell Job?
三十八章开始就神用很多问题问约伯。
From chapter 38 onwards, God started asking many questions.
那神问这个问题啊，主要就是在讲他的创造。
And when God asked all these questions, it is describing his creations.
我要问你啊，第四节，我立大地的根基的时候，你在哪里？
When I lay the earth foundation, where were you?
他当然约伯的回答不出来啊。
But Job could not answer.
神太伟大了。
God is too almighty.
而且神有绝对的主权做他自己的决定。
He has all the authority to make his own decisions.
而且神很爱人。
And God loves humans.
爱他所创造的万物。
He loves everything he created.
我们看三十八章。
Let us look at chapter
39.母狮子在洞里蹲伏，少壮的狮子在密处埋伏。你能为他们寻找食物，使他们饱足吗？请问那个狮子是谁养它的呢
？Who actually feeds the lioness？
是神养它的。
God actually feeds them。
四十一节。
41。
乌鸦因为小鸭没有东西吃，飞来飞去哀告神那时谁能够为它预备食物呢
？And who provides food for a raven when its young cry out to God and wonder about for lack of food?
是神养活他。
It is God that feeds raven.
所以神用这些问题就是让他知道神很伟大，神很慈爱，而且神很公义。
So God asked him all these questions about nature to describe that he is a righteous God and he is almighty.
而且神跟你同在。
And God is with him.
那这样就好了，这个问题就不需要答案了。
And so this has been resolved.
所以有时候我们遇到很多问题啊，你真的找不到答案。
So sometimes when we encounter many problems and we cannot find answers.
有人说为什么神赠我这么矮呢？
So why did God cause me to be so short?
生我这么不聪明呢？
How come I'm not that intelligent?
生我这样，生我那样呢？
How come God created me to be this and that?
你怎么祷告没有答案？
And no matter how much you pray, you have no answer.
但是如果我们知道神很伟大，
if we know that God is almighty,
神很爱我，
and that God loves us,
神跟我同在，
and that God is with us,
这样就好了，那些就不需要答案了。
We do not need answers.
这个就是大自然给我们一个启示。
And so this is actually what nature brings to us.
伟大的神跟我们同在。
That the Almighty God is with us.
所以很多问题没有答案没有关系，这么伟大的神爱我与我同在就够了。
So it's okay not to have answers to our questions because we have such a God that loves us so much.
好，我们看马太福音。
Let us look at Matthew.
马太福音。
Matthew.
第六章。
Chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
马太第六章二十六节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 26.
你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种也不收，也不积蓄在仓库，你们天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
Verse 26. Look at the birds of the air; they do not sow or reap or store away in the barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?
二十八节。
28.
何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地的百合花怎么长起来？它不劳苦也不纺线。二十九节。然而我告诉你，就是所罗门积荣华的时候，他所穿戴还不如这一朵花。
28. And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. 29. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these.
神所创造的飞鸟跟野地的百合花。
God has created the birds of the air and the lilies of the field.
神养活鸟，神给的百合花这么漂亮。
And God feeds them, and God also clothes these lilies.
他们不是神的儿子。
They are not the sons of God.
他们是神创造的物。
They are the things that God has created.
我们被称作神的儿子。
We are called the sons of God.
神爱我们更多。
God loves us even more.
那如果神都爱他所创造这些物。
So if God even loves the things that He created,
神不是爱我们更多吗？
Then would He not love us even more?
所以不要为生活忧虑。
So do not worry about our livelihood.
所以主耶稣就用这个大自然所带给我们一种安慰。
So God has comforted us with the nature He created.
在神的创造当中，最尊贵的是什么？
In all the things God has created, what is the most glorious?
用他的形象所造的那个人。
And created in His own image.
所以神一定会照顾。
God will definitely protect and provide.
所以我们用这种角度来观看大自然。
So if we look at the nature from this perspective,
我们就不会就说大自然也是虚空了。
Then we will not say that the nature is vain.
原来这里面是有意义在里面的。
There's actually meaning in nature.
我们可以超越大自然的虚空。
We can transcend the futility of nature.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
480.
Please be seated.
我们明天早上十点钟有一个自由参加的祷告会。
Tomorrow at 10 we have a voluntary prayer session.
因为我们下个礼拜有灵恩会。
Because we have spiritual convocation next week.
所以欢迎大家早一点到教会来为着教会的圣工祷告。
We welcome everyone to come to church earlier to pray for the church.
我们这次祷告也为着下礼拜的灵恩布道会的祈祷，求主能够施恩带领。
And this time of tonight's prayer, let us also ask God for His guidance for next week's spiritual convocation.
我们灵恩会从礼拜五开始。
And spiritual convocation starts in.On Friday.
求主耶稣感动我们更多人能够拨空来参加这个灵会的，使我们跟神的关系能够越加的亲近。
And we hope that everyone can set aside their time and being closer to